Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Understanding, Jesus tells us the truth about God. If you really want to know the truth about God, there is Jesus. Make no mistake about it. He's the way, he is the truth, and truth is the enlightenment, so we understand all we need to know about the Almighty. See, Jesus said the way, the truth, and the life. Does that sound too narrow, too exclusive? Truth is always narrow and exclusive. You see, heaven is, and it really is real.
The truth is, there's a party waiting for you in heaven. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today on The Winning Walk, Dr. Young wraps up his message, Heaven is Real, and encourages you to find peace on earth, knowing that your heavenly homecoming will be a joyful celebration. That message is coming up in just a moment on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. But before we get to Dr. Young's message, throughout history, a person's final words have mattered because they're the last thing people want you to remember about them. And the last words of Jesus on the cross were especially powerful. Dr. Young wants to share what they were and why they matter to you by sending you his four-message CD series, Famous Last Words. You'll discover that even in Jesus' darkest hours, he spoke words that can be an incredible source of comfort and courage for you. We'll send you Famous Last Words as thanks for your gift today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy when you give 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So, we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Heaven is Real, Part 2.
We are surrounded by troubles. We have troubles. Everybody who walks this earth has troubles. Jesus did. In the preceding chapter, John 13, it says Jesus was troubled. Well, how in the world can Jesus be troubled? You read in the context there, it's because one of his close associates he'd followed with, he'd loved, he'd believed in, he'd discipled, he had trained. This associate was selling him out. By the way, nobody can really hurt you, really hurt you deeply unless you've loved them, been with them, shared your life with them, they shared your life. That's somebody who can really hurt you. Other people can scar you, but you can back away. But somebody that's really walked inside of life with you, that's the people who can hurt you. This is what Judas did. Jesus was troubled because of Judas. Jesus was troubled because of the braggadocious idea of Peter. Jesus said in the 13th chapter of John, I'm going away, I'm not going to be with you. And Peter says, where are you going? And Jesus says, you can't go with me. And Peter says, I'll go with you. I'll lay down my life for you. It's big talk, isn't it? Jesus looked at the bombastic Pete and said, let me tell you something. Before the rooster crows three times in the morning, you'll deny you even know me. Jesus was troubled. He was troubled because he was facing the shame of the cross. He was troubled because he knew the Father would turn his back on him. He was troubled because he knew he would take upon himself all the trash of your life and my life and the trash of the world. Jesus was troubled. But in the midst of the trouble, he was concerned about his apostles. Isn't that something? He was preparing them. He said, let not your heart be troubled. And then he gave them three reasons why they should not let trouble take over their lives. Not that they would not have problems and challenges and pain and suffering and difficulties, but he gave three reasons how you handle it, how you find victory in it. And look what he says. Let not your heart be troubled. Number one, believe in God, believe also in me. When trouble comes to you, when trouble comes to me, the first thing we have to do is to trust God and trust Jesus Christ. It's trust. Can God be trusted? He created this world. Can Jesus be trusted as you look at his life and his words? He not only taught these principles, he lived them out. So Jesus is saying, trouble comes, don't let trouble get over you and control you and ruin your life. He said, put your trust in me as you put your trust in Almighty God. That's where we begin when troubles come. We trust, we believe, put our full weight down upon him. And what's the next thing Jesus says when trouble comes? He said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If I were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He's saying, look, when trouble comes, the worst thing can happen is your life can be taken from you. You can leave this earth. But he said, that shouldn't be an overwhelming trouble, because he said, I have gone ahead of you. I have paved the way for you, and I have prepared a place just for you. And that will be our home. Anybody thinks they're at home on this earth, you are fooling yourself. It's just like here are fish in an aquarium, and they're swimming around, and they look contented. I don't know. None of them have ever seemed like they were upset at me. But don't you know instinctively those fish say, surely there's something more than this little rectangle bowl of water here. See, they were meant to be in the ocean. We're like that, folks. You see, we're made in the image of God, therefore, all of us breathe something of the air of the Garden of Eden. I mean, this world isn't big enough to contain us. We'll never be totally fulfilled, totally satisfied, totally on top of things, totally happy in this world. It's not going to happen, because we're made for something more and bigger than this world. And Jesus says, I'm going ahead of you. Whatever happens in this life, you go to the next life. I have prepared a place for you. Let me tell you something. If you ever come visit us in our home, my wife, Jo Beth, she'll have everything prepared for you. And she'll see that what she doesn't do, I'll do. We have in our kitchen a little chalkboard, and she writes, welcome, and puts your name on it. That's pretty personal, isn't it? And she'll find out what kind of coffee you like. She'll find out, do you drink Diet Coke? I say, surely not. Oh, yes. Oh. And she'll try to prepare meals and set the whole environment, from the bed if you're spending the night to all the little bitty extra things. My wife is just Phi Beta Kappa in doing all the little things that prepare someone to help them feel totally at home. Jesus is saying God has done that for all of his sons and all of his daughters. That's heaven. He's prepared a place for you. We're pilgrims. We're passing through. We'll never be totally at home here, but when we all get to heaven, we'll be completely at home there in a way that we can't even imagine in this life. The Bible says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man. What God has, what's the word, prepared for those of us who love him, those of us who are in relation with him. So don't let trouble overwhelm you. Don't let trouble overwhelm me, because we trust God, we trust Christ, and we know Jesus has gone ahead of us and prepared a place for us. And when we get there, your initials will be there, and for the first time, you'll be totally at home. The best day of my life will be the last day I live on this earth. But the last day of I live on this earth will not by a long shot be the best day of my life. That's true of you. That's true of me. This is something of a little vision we're going to get of heaven in our study in these weeks. Also, he says something else. The next thing he says, he said, I not only will go prepare a place for you, he said, I will go and prepare a place for you, verse 3, and I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also, and you know the way where I'm going. He said, not only do you have to put your trust in me, not only have I prepared a place uniquely for you, but he says, I am going to come and get you when life leaves this body or the curtain of history comes down. I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to take you to that place uniquely prepared for you. And more than that, I'm going to stay with you and be there with you. Man, what kind of beautiful comfort and promise that should be. By the way, John chapter 14 is a whole chapter of comfort. Martin Luther said it's the best chapter of comfort in the Bible. You read John 14, it's just comfort stacked on comfort, stacked on comfort, stacked on comfort. It is a comforting word, and this is the very heart of that comforting word. He will come and get us. Breath leaves this body. He will take us to the place that has been prepared where we'll first time and ever feel totally at home, and he will abide there with us. What a deal. That is the beginning of heaven. And then we read, Jesus says, I am going away. And look what happens. Amazing thing. Thomas speaks up. Now listen. Jesus says, and you know the way where I am going. Thomas speaks up. Listen to what he says. Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way? Jesus says, you know the way. Thomas says, we don't know where you're going. I know the way. That happens all the time in the world to me. Joe Best in the hospital, they'll say, they're going to give her an XYZQR test. I don't know what they're talking about. You go to the bank, and they said, well, we're having an audit, and it's a Q2B audit. We don't know what. Every profession has all of these initials and numbers and names, and we just sit there like, oh, yes, I know that. I'm all over that. Sure. And that's what happened here. All the other apostles, Jesus says, you know, I'm going away and you know the way. And they said, oh, yes, we know the way. And Thomas, thank God for Thomas. He stands up and says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How in the world can we know the way? Doubting Thomas. He professed his ignorance. Then he asked a question. We need to learn how to do that, folks. Don't be so smug, sophisticated. Man, I get that. I know what that's there. No. He professed his ignorance. He said, I don't know where you're going, Lord. And if you don't know where you're going, I don't know the way. And then Jesus uttered the most exclusive, narrow statement that you'll ever find. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He explained clearly and probably elaborated on this to the apostles exactly what that was all about. He said, I am the way. How do you get to God, ladies and gentlemen? How do you get to know God? How do you have an entree to God? How do you listen to God? How do you speak to God? Jesus says, I'm the way you do it. And it comes through reconciliation. Anybody who is arrogant enough, and I want to say stupid enough, to think we can just walk up to God and say, God, I want to have a little talk with you, and God, I want to tell you what I think, and God, no. We don't have that entree, folks. We're unholy, impure, stained, broken, lost, confused people. We have to be reconciled. We have to have a way to get to God, and Jesus is the way. He established the way through reconciliation by dying on a cross and paid the price for all of your stuff and all of my stuff. Therefore, he is the way, the way, the way. And it comes because he has reconciled us, you and me, to Almighty God so we can go right before our Heavenly Father. He's the way. He said, I'm the truth. And the truth is the embellishment. It is the enlightenment. It is the facts. People say, well, this is true, that is true. Who can know truth? Jesus not only spoke the truth, but he embodied the truth. He tells us about God. It's not, well, this is what I think. This is what somebody told me. This is what I believe. No, no. Jesus tells us the truth about God. If you really want to know the truth about God, there is Jesus. Make no mistake about it. He's the way. He is the truth. And truth is the enlightenment so we understand all we need to know about the Almighty. He's the way and he is the life. He regenerates us. We die, we leave this earth, we get that resurrected body, and all of a sudden we are regenerated. We have life forever meant for heaven. See, Jesus said the way, the truth, and the life. Does that sound too narrow, too exclusive? Truth is always narrow and exclusive. By definition. Something that's true, it's true. Jesus said, I'm the way. Man, this is the way you get to the Father. I'm the truth. This is the enlightenment of what's really going on with God and life and what it's all about. And I am the life. And he gives us that life so we can walk around heaven all day and have life that's meaning there. You see, heaven is.
Real.
Heaven is.
Real.
And it really is. Real. A young girl was diagnosed with a terminal illness. And she realized that when all of her family and friends were gathered. And her mother comes and says, let me show you what death is, and took her out of this room and put her into another room by herself. And the little girl was crying. The mother went and got another member of the family and brought her in the room, a little girl, and another one, till all of them were in the room with a little girl. And the mother said, this is the way it is with death. You just went first. He said, all of us will follow with you afterwards. That's a partial story, but the truth was, if the mother was Jesus Christ, Jesus comes to get us and take us to himself, and we are the first that's there in our family, maybe the 21st in our family, but one day we'll all be there together, those who die in the Lord Jesus Christ. Understand, he's the way, the truth, and the life. It's heaven. It's the joy and the privilege of heaven. To say it another way, heaven is exciting. It's exciting. My mother prayed every night of my life. She'd have family altar, and when I was young and a teenager, I didn't like it. But she'd always pray these words, when thou art through with us on this earth, take us to our home which is in heaven. I didn't like that. It's about death. Man, I wasn't interested in death. Don't want to talk about death. Don't want to recognize death when you're young, and even for many who are older. But I understand that now. She was saying to our home, which is in heaven. And man, it is exciting, so exciting to understand that. Let's say that a friend invited you to a party. You went to the party. There's a few people there. Hors d'oeuvres, all right. A little laughter, talking to one another. It was okay. You'd been there an hour or so, and your friend said, let's leave. He said, no, maybe the party will pick up. He said, no, let's go. So your friend takes you home, and you open the door, and all of a sudden, you're home, lights come on, there's laughter, there is food, there's people you hadn't seen in a long time, your family is there, there's celebration there, there is music there, and all of a sudden, you realize that you have gone to your own graduation party, and it is really terrific. It is magnificent. And you said, my goodness, I was worried about leaving that little old one-horse party, but look at this celebration, this banquet that I've come to. You see, we have the idea, well, I leave this world, I may have missed something, and boy, it needs to go on. Oh, no, we go to a party, a banquet, a place of excitement we can't even imagine in this life. It's called heaven. Heaven. And I don't want to get us too excited about heaven today, because you'll say, pull up a bus and let's go there right now. No. But God tells us all we need to know about heaven, to know that in heaven we'll have resurrected lives. In heaven, all of our friends will have resurrected lives. In heaven, there'll be a resurrected new heaven and a new earth. In heaven, there'll be a resurrected Jesus. In heaven, there'll be a resurrected culture. In heaven, there'll be challenges and creativity and joy and celebration that'll go on and on, that's beyond anything we can picture or imagine, because we see heaven is real. It's real. Older Christian man was dying. He's in the bed. His son came in, sat on the edge of the bed and said, Dad, how do you feel? And that Christian man, with a little smile on his face, said, Son, I feel like a young boy on Christmas Eve. You see, heaven is exciting. Heaven is.
Real.
Heaven is.
Real.
Father, we celebrate that truth. We praise you for that truth. May we live with anticipation, knowing that we won't miss anything here, and nobody's gone ahead has missed anything here, but Lord, we anticipate the joy, the thrill, the shout, the celebration. We know, Lord, an athletic event, just a foretaste of heaven. Delicious food, just a foretaste of heaven. A trip, fun, just a foretaste of heaven. Marriage, children, grandchildren, just a foretaste of heaven. Lord, you'll put all of that together in a way, in a capsule, in a life forever that we can't even imagine here. Thank you for the blessed assurance, for the confidence that we have to be absent from the body is to be present with you. May we live in that anticipated excitement. The excitement of heaven is our prayer of thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Ask no one to move, no one to leave. But as we sing, I invite you to get up wherever you're seated. Walk down these aisles in a few moments as we sing this chorus and say, I want to come to Christ. I want a new life in Jesus Christ. I want to be forgiven. I want to accept his invitation to know God and to have this new beginning in my life. I give him all that I am and all that I'll ever be. As we sing, if you need to do that, what a moment to do it.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has been a source of encouragement for you, and we'd love the chance to help you take new steps in your walk with Christ by sending you Dr. Young's four-message CD series called Famous Last Words. The final words of Jesus on the cross are loaded with wisdom and meaning because they teach us so much about who he is, what he did, and God's incredible love for us. In Famous Last Words, you'll discover that even in Jesus' darkest hours, he spoke powerful words that can be an incredible source of comfort and courage for you. We're excited to send you a copy of Famous Last Words as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for listening in today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Ed Young continues to reveal the life you can expect in heaven.